You're listening to the Family Friendly Morning Show podcast.
Hey, is this John?
This is John.
John, it's Matthew West.
No way. Are you serious?
This is no joke. This is not a drill.
This is the real Matthew West. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. How are you today?
Doing excellent. Hey, I've got to let you know, and this is kind of a big deal for us.
Okay.
You are the very first artist to join our brand new co-hosted morning show. So not only is it John, but you also have Amanda here.
Good morning.
Oh, I am so honored. Amanda, we needed you on this show.
I know.
Wow.
Keep John in check.
Wait a minute. What are you saying? We needed you, Amanda, because John just was...
You know, every radio show needs a woman's touch.
That's true.
Right. And I know that you guys have been praying there in Nashville that this would happen, and really appreciate those prayers.
Oh, my goodness. I love you, John. I'm just kidding.
Well, thank you, Matthew.
So how's it going so far? Good?
Good.
How is it going so far?
We're in week two.
Yep.
We've made it this far.
Well, I'll be the judge of that.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
Great.
You got to listen to let us know what you think. So what's going on today, Matthew?
We're actually starting rehearsals today for our fall tour and starting off my morning with interviews. So,
awesome.
You know, that's the way we roll here in Nashville. So thanks for taking the time.
You've got something going on Tuesday, and I know a day in the life for you has been very busy these days. Tell us a little bit first about Into the Light.
Well, thanks for asking. Yeah, I'm very excited. After 2 years, I've got some new music coming out, and the CD is called Into the Light. Entirely new CD, 12 new songs. In some ways, it's very much a continuation of the creative journey that I've been on. Most of your listeners might know, but for those who don't, I've been on this journey of telling the story of people's lives. And I basically send out a request on Facebook and Twitter and on my website inviting people to share their story with me, basically saying, you tell me what to write songs about. I want to write about the story of your life and give your story a voice. And in the last few years, we've had over 20,000 stories come in from all across the country, all over the world, even the great state of Michigan. So it's been a really exciting journey for me. I've been on a mission to read every single story and stand true to my promise. It's inspired not just one record, but this new album as well. We're bringing 12 true stories into the light, and I believe there's some powerful stories that are going to really impact people's lives.
Well, one of those stories that indeed is powerful is the story behind the song Forgiveness. And there's a line in the song that says, it can even set a prisoner free. And if you don't know the story behind the song, you go, yeah, that's a nice line. Rhymes well, whatever.
Yeah, rhymes.
Matthew, would you tell us a little bit about the story behind the song and why that line is so powerful?
Well, thanks for noticing that I make my words rhyme, because I really do take that seriously.
Yes.
Well, the song your listeners have been hearing, Forgiveness, is inspired, like I said, by a true story, a story from a woman named Renee, who shared with me about how no parent should ever have to say goodbye to their child. But her 20-year-old daughter was coming home from the beach one night, and she was struck in her car by another car. And the driver behind the wheel of that other car was drunk. And it was a 22-year-old kid named Eric. Eric was a good kid by all accounts. Everybody said he was just an awesome kid, but he made a tragic mistake, and he stole the life not just of one girl, Megan, but her best friend, Lisa, as well. Mm. And Renee shared with me how this isn't just a story about tragedy, but how she's been on a powerful journey learning what forgiveness is all about. She's begun sharing about the dangers of drunk driving at schools all across the country. But over time, she felt like there was something really holding her heart back from really beginning to put the pieces back together in her life. And she said God just put it on her heart that it was time for her to do the impossible and forgive this young man. And so she reached out to Eric in prison and, with God's help, said, I just want you to know I forgive you for what you've done. I'll never forget my daughter and the loss of my daughter, but I set it free. I forgive you. And the ripple effects of that act of forgiveness have continued to be felt. Eric, in prison, behind bars, accepted Jesus into his heart as his own personal Savior. And he said it was all because this woman stepped up and showed him what God's love was like. Mm. The story doesn't even end there. They developed a real friendship, and now Renee, she was quoted in a newspaper as saying, I lost my daughter, but I've gained a son. Mm, she went to the courts worked with them to have this young man's prison sentence cut in half from 22 years to 11 years. And this is the tie-in to the line you asked about. It can even set a prisoner free. And I didn't even know about this part of the story when I wrote that line. Hmm. But Eric will be released from prison this fall.
Wow.
In November, he'll be standing side by side with Renee, and they're going to be sharing at schools, not just about drunk driving, but about the power of forgiveness.
Forgiveness that is hard to fathom, really, when you think about it. And
yeah.
And how Renee was able to forgive, how that's touching so many people. Incredible story, Matthew.
John, I mean, what you said, that's a really good way of putting it. Forgiveness that's hard to fathom. And what Renee has shared with me is how the only way she's been able to do that is by constantly being reminded of the forgiveness that's hard to fathom that all of us are in need of every day.
Absolutely.
And how it's like, how can God love us so much? He's lavished so much love upon us. And we are in need. We are sinners. We're all flawed. And yet God loves and forgives us, and he calls us to do the same, no matter what. It's that black and white.
Hmm.
And it's stories like Renee's. It's just one story after another that's not only going to inspire you, but for me, it challenged me. You know, I read a story like that, and I go, God, could I do the same? I can't even forgive the person who cuts me off in traffic this morning, you know, let alone someone who's wronged me in a major way. And yet we learn time and time again that it's not up to us. We're not able to do things on our own. It's God at work in us.
The CD is called Into the Light, comes out on Tuesday, and our guest this morning is Matthew West.
Matthew, we want to ask you a little bit about your family. You have a couple of daughters. How are they doing?
They're doing great. They're actually, for the first time, the West family is going to be traveling on tour with their
backup
dad.
Dancers or backup singers.
Backup singers.
Yeah, they're. We've been really praying as a family, and we're making some big changes. And so we're actually going to homeschool my oldest daughter this year. And so right now, as we speak, they are packing their suitcase and getting their bicycles. They're going to put their bicycles on the bus.
Oh,
and
fun.
They're going to be rolling down the highway with dad this fall. So my oldest daughter is Lulu. She's 6. And my youngest daughter is Delaney, and she's 3. And I'm going to be so fired up. If people come to shows this fall and see a big smile on my face, they'll know why. It's because I got my kiddos with me.
Hmm.
And my wife.
And your wife, of course.
Right.
Yeah, she takes second place.
No, totally kidding.
She's
don't give me a trouble.
Well, she's the one that probably keeps the ship afloat when you're out on tour most times.
Yeah, my wife Emily's unbelievable. In fact, I just posted a picture earlier. We went to the Emmy Awards, and it's a picture of us standing together, and you'll probably look at that and go, how did he get her to marry him? Because I look at the picture, I think the same thing. Like, she looks like a movie star. Amazing.
That's awesome.
Well, you're kind of special yourself,
Matthew. Yeah, you are.
Yeah, but I've got a good face for radio.
Oh, we can identify.
Just like me. Yep, I understand.
No offense.
Understand.
Thank you for not saying us, by the way.
Yes, this is one of those times where I know better than to say just like us.
Because... yeah, even though your morning show's new, I can tell you guys are going to work well together.
Thank you so much, Matthew. MatthewWest.com.
Think I would like to post the video of Matthew speaking with Renee about the forgiveness story. We can post that on the morning show page.
Oh, yeah. If your listeners haven't seen that, they need to watch that and have some Kleenex handy because it's unbelievable. And you know what? It's just, to me, you watch that video and be reminded that God is a God of the impossible, and he can work miracles. He can bring hope and redemption out of the darkest things in our lives. And that's what it's about, and that's what I want my music to be about. Just, I want them to be real with the pain of life, but also real with the hope and the redemption that God offers to each of us. So I'm so glad to talk to you guys. Thanks for letting me share about the new record, and I hope your listeners enjoy hearing forgiveness on the radio.
Thank you so much, Matthew. Always great to catch up. We appreciate you and your ministry, and just hope to see you back in West Michigan very soon.
Well, I got a good feeling about this this new live show partnership. So
good.
I'm
good.
You know, you get a grade A from me, okay?
All right.
And
Woo.
As our first artist on the new morning show, you get a grade A from us. So there you go.
Oh, we'll always remember this. We need to have a special ceremony or something
to commemorate.
Yeah.
Let's
get each other a plaque.
We'll send you something from the John and Amanda show.
Just something. something?
It might be a leftover coffee mug, but it'll be something.
Okay, all right. I'll take it. I'll always remember it. I'll never wash it.
Right.
I appreciate you guys.
Thanks, Matthew.
We have had some technical problems.
Stop by anytime at wcsg.org.